Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through scripture verse by verse. And guess what? Today is my 28th wedding anniversary with Patrick. Yes, we have been married 28 years, and that is definitely something to celebrate in this world full of broken relationships. And of course, it hasn't been always roses and ponies, but we have honored the covenant that we have made, and that has not always been simple or easy, but it's been good. And so, Patrick, if you're listening today, thank you for being my companion. Thank you for being such a great husband who cheerleads his wife, for providing so beautifully for our family. And I just love my husband's mind. He's got a great mind. He's a theologian at heart and teaches our life group at church at Lake Point Church in Rockwall, Texas. And he does a great job. He's an elder there, and he's just an amazing human being. And so I am so grateful for him and for our family and our three kids. And this is a day to celebrate. So 28 years on December 29th. Next year, it'll be 29 years on the 29th. And I'm just so excited for 28 more years and more, if that can happen, if we live that long. So anyway, I just want to share that with you. We are in 1 Timothy 1, verses 12 through 14. And we are in the Phillips translation of the Bible. It says this: I am deeply grateful to our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom I owe all that I have accomplished, for trusting me enough to appoint me his minister, despite the fact that I had previously blasphemed his name, persecuted his church, and damaged his cause. I believe he was merciful to me because what I did was done in ignorance of a man without faith. And then he poured out his grace upon me, giving me tremendous faith in and love for himself. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we see Paul's humility here, and he's very frank about who he was prior to meeting you, and he calls himself ignorant. He was persecuting you and persecuting the church out of ignorance. He did not have faith. He did not understand what he was doing. And Lord, thank you that you have pursued people who used to persecute you, like Paul. And even some of us who didn't necessarily persecute you, but we were not walking right. We were not walking straight. I know for me, I was just thinking about how to take my life. I was so broken and so harped. My heart was just so torn in so many different pieces that I just didn't want to live anymore. And you were the rescuer of me. You were the rescuer of us. And we are so deeply grateful, as Paul put it, deeply grateful to our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, to whom I owe all that I've accomplished. And Lord, we acknowledge that with you right now. You have caused us to accomplish things, but we give you the glory for that. It is not us, it is you. You who are willing and working out for our good pleasure. You who began that good work will bring it about to completion. And I'm so thankful that you're still doing that. Lord, thank you that Paul could not ultimately damage your cause. And thank you that we don't have that much power. Your plan and your purposes will prevail despite our weaknesses. And so I just praise you that nothing I do can thwart your ways. You are sovereign and powerful, and you will get your way, which is amazing to me. And yet you give us freedom. Yet you love us enough not to control us like robots, but to give us the freedom to make choices. And so thank you for that as well. I know that that's what a loving father does. And believe me, as a parent, there have been times where I've just wanted to control my children, but I've had to let them choose their way because I love them. And I don't want to, I know that there would be no love involved if I was just trying to control them. So Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for your mercy to us, that you have been merciful to us. And I just love how this ends. It says, he poured out his grace upon me, giving me tremendous faith and love for himself. And what an interesting way that Paul put that, that Lord, you gave him grace, which we can all be like, yeah, I like grace upon grace. I've experienced that. And you gave him faith, which totally makes sense. But it says, and love for you. So Lord, for those whose hearts have grown cold toward you, and even me, when I've let the worries of this world choke out my affection for you, this verse says that you will give us the love we need for you. We can't even love you on our own. We need your strength to love you. So would you show us, would you give us the power to love you well today? Would you give us the power to worship you today? Would you give us the power to have affection for you today? We know that this comes from you. We trust you. We love you. We need you. And we praise you. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day, and happy anniversary to us. And in light of that, if you want to leave a review, that's a weird segue, but if you want to leave a review for Pray Every Day, it'll help get the podcast into the hands of others. You can go to Stitcher or iTunes or wherever you listen to this. That would be really, really helpful. Thanks so much, and have a great day.